Floyd Patterson, the former heavyweight champion, died earlier today after a long illness. He suffered from Alzheimer's and prostate cancer. He was 71. Born in 1935 in North Carolina, Patterson was 17 when he won the middleweight gold medal in Helsinki, Finland at the 1952 Olympics. 4 years later, he knocked out Archie Moore to become the youngest world heavyweight champion ever. Joining us now to talk more about Floyd Patterson's life is Dave Kindred, sports writer and author, most recently of Sound and Fury, Two Powerful Lives, One Fateful Friendship. Dave Kindred is at his home in Virginia. Nice to have you back on the program today.
Thank you very much, Neil.
What kind of man was Floyd Patterson?
He was one of the most curious of athletes, certainly in his chosen sport, that he was a gentle soul in this cruelest of games. He never seemed to fit in there. I think that showed in his psychological makeup. It certainly showed in some of his fights.
Yet he said at one point later in life, if it hadn't been for boxing, I'd either be in prison or I'd be dead.
Well, he came from a hard life in New York, in New York City, and he was one of my favorite subjects of all time was Howard Cosell. Cosell knew Patterson from the time he was a teenager and kind of adopted him then because Patterson was, again, a rare creature in that he was an introspective kind of athlete, too. He was originally with Cus D'Amato, one of the first teachers of scientific boxing. He brought a great mind to the game, and that was unusual.
He is, of course, best remembered for being the first man to reclaim the heavyweight title. Here's a bit of tape from the conclusion of Patterson's second fight with the Swedish fighter Ingemar Johansson. This is March 3rd, 1961, the decisive rubber match between the fighters.
At the count of five, he keeled over, then tried to get up, did get up, but Billy Regan says, no, sir, the count had reached 10. Floyd Patterson has retained the heavyweight championship in one of the most scintillating heavyweight championship fights of all time.
That, I think, from their third fight, in fact. And Patterson always said that he was probably the champion who got knocked down the most of anybody.
Well, he was 6-5, Neil, in 11 championship fights. I think Johansson perhaps knocked him down 7 times in one fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was, again, he seemed to be a man out of place in that game. The game certainly rescued him from the life that he might have led that certainly geography and society would have consigned him to. So the sport lifted him from that, and yet the sport put him in a place that he was not really suited for.
He lost, he was brutally beaten by Sonny Liston at one point, and so embarrassed about his performance, I guess, that he left the arena in dark sunglasses and a fake beard.
Well, the unusual thing about that, and again, telling of his psyche, was that he came prepared to do that. He was so certain or so ambivalent about his chances, mostly certain that he was going to lose, that he came prepared to escape in the night. You know, a beard, a coat, and in fact drove from Chicago to New York alone, running in a sense from his shame.
Hmm. Yet many had said, why are you going to fight Sonny Liston? And he said at one point, he's the best fighter. The game doesn't mean anything unless the best fighters get a shot, and he should get a shot.
Well, that was unusual for Floyd, too, because his career was very carefully managed. He fought a whole bunch of tomato cans early. He never really beat anyone in a heavyweight championship fight of any account except Johansson. And Johansson he was in with Johansson only because Ingemar had beaten him the first time in an upset. But Patterson was never a great heavyweight fighter. He was a great man, but never a great champion.
He came, in a way, his athletic reputation suffered from both his predecessors, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, and his successors, I guess in a way, Sonny Liston, but of course Muhammad Ali.
Well, Muhammad Ali fought him twice, beat him badly both times, made it kind of a religious crusade because Patterson insisted on calling him Cassius Clay at a time when Ali had changed his name, had been changed to Muhammad Ali, and Patterson invoked the fight as a Christianity against Islam, and Ali took offense at that and punished him at a time when Patterson had a bad back, later confessed to Cosell, in fact, that he had carried Patterson in the fight basically for the purpose of torturing him. It was one of Ali's most unseemly fights, probably one of Patterson's greatest performances, because it showed the kind of courage that he always had had.
Floyd Patterson, after retirement from the ring, went on to serve as New York State's boxing commissioner, I think, in a couple of different terms, and then had to retire eventually because of his increasing battle with Alzheimer's disease, later with prostate cancer, and they forced him to succumb finally earlier today. Dave Kindred, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Dave Kindred is the author of Sound and Fury, Two Powerful Lives, One Fateful Friendship, and he joined us today from his home in Virginia. Ira Flatow's here tomorrow with Science Friday. We'll see you Monday. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.